Susan stalked closer to him, beginning another magical endeavor made possible by the amulet. Electric energy roiled within her, tingling her fingertips and churning her stomach. "Look at me!" What she intended to do would be magnificent to watch, and she didn't want him to miss a minute of it. Fueled by his whimpers, she began her transformation. She watched the color drain from his face as she grew 3 inches taller. Her long, graying hair turned brown and shrank back, cropping itself into a style resembling his. Her cheekbones morphed, her bones shifted, and her wrinkles disappeared until she was a mirror image of Paris. Her velour lounge suit changed into a shirt, tie, and dress pants. She'd become an identical copy of the chaplain, even down to his black tasseled loafers. He recoiled in horror.
You look just like me.
Not for long. Susan spoke like him, complete with his Massachusetts accent. She duplicated his voice as precisely as she'd copied his appearance. With nothing more than a wave of her arm, the chaplain began his transformation. In an instant, he morphed into Susan's image, lounge suit and all.
"No, don't do this!"
He clapped his hands over his mouth as his new feminine voice rang out.
"I wouldn't bother telling anyone about this. No one would believe you."
She winked as she threw his own words back at him.
"The nurse will come around with your medications in a few hours. Take them. That'll make the adjustment a little easier for you."
"Change me back. You can't leave me like this."
The chaplain's voice rose to a shriek.
"Shh."
Susan pressed her finger to her lips.
"They don't like screaming around here. You get extra medicine if you do that."
She hunched forward and smirked.
"The kind that comes in a needle."